my mother's a beautiful, powerful woman who endured a lot during her life. You know, we lived through apartheid in South Africa. We lived through her going on to marry a man who was extremely abusive and alcoholic. And throughout all of that, the one thing that I always admired in my mom was that she had the ability to appreciate the reality of the world she was in, but also optimistically pursue the future that she wished to exist in. And that's for me what Goalkeepers is all about, optimism. You know, people always ask, they go, is the world going to be in a better place? Is the world getting better or is it getting worse? Now, depending on who you ask, there will always be a different answer. I've come to find one of the reasons I believe the world is getting better is because we have access to information on how bad the world actually is, which I know is a strange thing to say, but that's honestly what I believe. As a young person, and as someone who makes a show for young people, one of the most powerful tools I've realized is information. We come from an age where there was misinformation, disinformation, and there is some of it today. But now, more than ever, young people communicate across borders, across continents. You see people in England and in America and South Africa tweeting, talking to people in Myanmar. You see people speaking out about what they see happening in Sudan. You see people commiserating and sharing with victims of hurricanes across the Caribbean or across Texas. And whenever I look at that, I go, it's one of the most powerful tools that, if harnessed correctly, can lead to a completely new way that we communicate and we change the world. You know, and young people are driven. That's one of the most beautiful things I've realized is we live in a new age. You know, millennials oftentimes are mocked. You know, they say they're lazy. They believe that they're entitled. And, you know, they cry about small things, which is true. But they're also driven. They also wish to make a change. They also believe that they can make a change. And I believe that information and these tools that we possess today have helped increase that. You know, more than ever, we see that in America. You know, as the host of The Daily Show, I'm obviously in a world where we comment on news and politics. And one thing I've noticed with my audience is not only are young people growing into the world of politics, but they're engaged in a way that people were never engaged before, engaged in a way where they understand that they can actually change the course of history as opposed to just being a part of it. It's a beautiful experience to see that's taking place across continents. In my home country, South Africa, we see the same thing. Young people standing up and saying, we don't accept the status quo. We can change our destiny. We can change the future. We can be a part of this world. And essentially, that's what's happening in America right now. You feel it.